And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right. Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. And boy, do we have a fun show for you this morning. Both Pete and Rick are out of town. Guess what? The rails may just come off. It's Brandon Bono and myself, Corey Sandin, and we're going to have a really fun show. It's a freelance style of a show, and it's going to take you callers and texters to direct the show. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those calls and texts. When we return on Let's Talk Hookup Up, it's going to be Brandon Bono and Corey Sandin. When we return on Let's Talk Hookup Up, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And as mentioned, Pete and Rick are both out of town. Pete, at the Let's Talk Hookup Katmai Lodge trip, man, that's sounds like a fun time right there. Maybe we'll hear from him. And Rick, with the family, enjoying some time. I think he's in Hawaii, huh, Brandon?
He is, yeah. What a blessed life, the two of them.
Right?
I've said it a million times. When I grow up, I want to be Pete Gray from Let's Talk Hookup.
Exactly, right?
He
I know.
He lives the charmed life.
So I think only appropriate Pete and Rick welcome you in, but hey, it's me in here, right?
So I'm so excited to be sitting here next to you. You know, I've been listening to this show on and off my whole life, and I've looked up to you forever, and I'm so fortunate to call you a friend. And when Rick and Pete had asked me to do this, though I'm beyond nervous to be doing this, I knew doing it with you, I would feel comfortable and get by, and I'm just so honored to be here and doing this with you. I'm looking forward to today.
That's super cool, Brandon, and you know, welcoming you into the Let's Talk Hookup family, which is kind of cool, right?
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Kind of a neat thing to do. And today's show is one of those shows that Rick and I have done a handful of times or more,
yeah.
And the callers and the texters really dictate the direction of the show. And whatever we do, it's, you know, you've got a question. And I know Brandon is so deep into fishing. Like, I can almost call you a geek.
Sure.
Right? I mean, that's a fair statement with the bass fishing, freshwater, and
I quite literally talk about fishing for a living. You and I probably talk 2 to 3 days a week in the mornings just about fishing, and then I go to work and work an 8 to 10 hour shift where I talk about fishing, and then every time, you know, every minute I'm not at the shop, I'm likely somewhere fishing, doing some form of fishing. A lot of chit chat about fishing, and that's probably what what today is going to consist of, and I'm looking forward to that.
Right, and so, I mean, my inshore status, right? I love the inshore calico fishing, it's surf fishing, freshwater bass. I mean, I think my very first Picachos El Salto style trip was with you.
Was it Picachos or El Salto we went to?
You and I did Picachos.
Okay, that was your first trip down there?
I think it was my very first trip.
I suppose that was actually my only trip to Picachos, but my goodness, did we have a good
time. What a fun time.
We had, what, 1,001 bass in 4 days of fishing?
Brandon, we literally had to click that.
Yeah, that we stayed an extra 20 minutes to get that 1,000th, and then we caught one as
but
it
had to be over.
It
had to be over.
It had to be over.
Yeah, exactly. So funny.
And for people that don't know, every time I go down to those
Mexican bass lakes.
Yeah, Mexican bass lakes, mainland Mexico bass fishing, I bring a clicker with me, and I count every fish because it's important to me at the end of every day to show, like, when you get back and you're talking with everybody at the dinner table, it's important to me to say, exactly, we had 137 fish today. And some other guy who might be sitting across from you like, we probably had that too. You know, we probably had 400 of them. Yeah,
right. Exactly.
Unless you got a clicker, it doesn't count. You know,
yeah.
I want to see it on a clicker.
It's just an inflated number otherwise.
Sure.
Yeah. But I know this week you had an opportunity to go tuna fishing.
I did. Yeah. We went big fish fishing. Trophy style fishing. Yeah. We were way out north, like beyond. Like, we went 112 miles just to get rolling.
Crazy.
You know, just to start fishing.
Yeah.
And that was all in a center console skiff. And
man, that's some distance.
When we got out there, the fleet had really good night fishing, but come daytime, not much being seen. And it was looking rough there for a minute. You know, it was looking
challenging
for sure. There was no sign of life, and there was nothing to tell us that we had made the right decision making that far of a call or that far of a run, I should say. And come the afternoon, you know, as bluefin do, they pulled a Houdini trick and they just showed up out of nowhere.
Just floated.
Clearly they were in the zone the whole time, but come the afternoon, everything was right for them and they floated. And it was the largest volume of that 150 to 250 grade fish I probably can ever remember seeing, at least a sheer single spot, you know, like
right.
That seemed to have gone on for miles. You could see it on the surface just shining for probably a mile and a half.
That's crazy.
It was beyond nuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't do a great job of landing them, but what sure they certainly
they wanted to play.
They did want to play, but for the opportunities they gave us, we did not capitalize all that well. We ended up going, I think, 2 for 6, and probably had another 15-ish blow-ups. You know, I had like 9 blow-ups on one bait on the
kite. That is crazy.
You know, and did not poke one during that whole experience, you know. But a good time, and just as quick as they showed up, they did the same thing and turned around and disappeared. You know, we had a 2-hour window, and it was hitting for 2 hours, and then once they were over it, they were gone. You know, we never found them again, and had a nice 115-mile drive home.
Run home.
Yeah.
But you managed close to limits?
No, we only had two.
We
had two fish, like 180, 190s, like good ones, you know, ones you want to keep for sure, you know. But boy, did we have some opportunity to have a stellar day.
I mean, two fish of that size is pretty darn stellar,
but
it could have been even double stellar.
Yeah, but the boys that were on that trip were all pretty seasoned, and they've done the big fish thing for quite some time. And the day before was one of those days you only read about. You know, a lot of the boats had limits of that 160 to 225, 250 pound grade of fish in that same zone. And the guy that I was fishing with, the guy who was driving the boat, he had had 10 fish the day previous.
Crazy.
And they were all 180 to 250.
That's insane.
It was one of those days, you know, you wish you were out there.
Right.
Once you read about it, it already happened.
And that on the flyer? Or
all on the flying fish, you know, all from the kites. Yeah.
What an insane bite. That's something. I'm such an inshore guy. And, you know, I mean, fishing the Popper del Salto kind of thing, right?
Sure, sure.
And having an 8-pounder blow up on the popper.
I would argue it doesn't get any better than that. You know, as much as I love doing everything else.
But 180 pound.
Oh, that's good times, too. Yeah, that's a different type of blow up, and that is super fun in its own way, yeah.
You have me lathered thinking about it, for sure. And so, I mean, there's that fish offshore that, like you said, 110, sure. 12 miles, yeah. But there's some incredible fishing going on way closer. Like that yellowfin moving in, yeah. And it's so neat to see that. The water warming up, and, you know, for those that were not so happy with the marine layer and the cool weather, the last 2 weeks have been a little steamy, right? Yeah, I mean, they're a little happier, but the water temps are warming up with it, and along with that, there's a few Dorado. And the yellowfin in the count, like, and there's some 12, 15 pounders, but there's some fish in the 50 pound range too, right?
Yeah, and even bigger yet. Yeah, there's been some good ones, some 70 to 80 pounders.
Yellowfin.
Not many, you know, not many, a couple, but, certainly more being seen than caught, but I was talking to a couple of customers yesterday in the tackle shop that were diving the Coronado Islands, and they saw clouds of yellowfin, big ones, you know, with you know, almost sickles on them, you know.
At the island.
Swimming around at the Coronado Islands.
How incredible.
They didn't want to bite, nor did they want to give Spiro a shot,
right.
But they're there, and that's cool.
But that's usually the case early, you know, quote-unquote early in the season,
sure,
right?
Sure,
when the yellowfin or the Dorado show up, like, you'll see sights of them and, you know, catch a few, but you'll see them for up to a month sometimes, two weeks, 4 weeks, until they really want to get with it.
Yeah.
So, well, interesting.
The end of last season, there was an influx, or maybe they were here all of last season, but there was an influx of that big yellowfin that I don't remember since, like, an El Nino year. I can't recall a time in which, you know, it was not uncommon for me and a couple of guys from the shop that were going very frequently. It was not uncommon for us to catch a 40 to 60 pound yellowfin, and I just don't recall that for at least since the El Nino years.
Quite a while, sure. You know, something else, you know, kind of switching gears a little bit, but what I saw in the counts, and he's going to be on the show tomorrow, Fred Huber, I saw he had nearly 100 sand bass.
Is that right?
Almost 90 sand bass.
You know, we talk about it in the shop quite frequently. We always wonder, like, where did all that, why does that sand bass not bite like it used to years ago? And there you go. And
it's kind of strange. I talk about it and mentioned it even last week, and I remember. But the Barracuda is like part of that thing we're seeing now. I mean, I saw the Cedros super thick, and it's around here and up to L.A. and Long Beach. And when you start seeing a Barracuda, there's an association with white sea bass.
Mm.
There's an association with sand bass. It's just that group of fish that they seem to travel together somehow. I don't know that they travel together. I know the white sea bass and Barracuda do. They'll travel, you know, similar in the same moving together, but whenever that fish shows up, the sand bass has a chance of being around. And Fred had, I think, 86 or, you know, just under 90 a couple days ago.
That's
so it's going to be fun to have him on the show tomorrow,
totally.
Him and Steve Peterson.
Yeah.
And talking, I know you had a good hit on the, it looked like coastal yellow, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
On the Mission Bell.
Like 40 fish.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, Steve Peterson is one of those guys that I grew up, you know, fishing on his boat and just absolutely idolizing. He is such a phenomenal surface iron fisherman. And
silent assassin.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
He is so good. And he is so many times come down from the wheelhouse, taken his jig stick, cast over the top of me as I've already put my lure into a spot of fish and hooked a fish when I can't, and do it again and again and again. He is just so good at what he does. Like, he's just such a talented angler. And honestly, I've been fishing at all the lakes here in San Diego and seen Steve Peterson and thought I had the lake to myself, or I was in some, you know, off far reach place that people weren't getting to, and I would round a corner and see Steve
and
Peterson.
And there's
Steve Peterson smashing them, you know,
wow.
Smashing them on, certainly years ago, many, many years ago. Back then he was on the forefront of, like, getting Japanese lures from Japan. You could not get here in the States. And every once in a while, he would give me a glimpse of one and be like, try to get yourself one of those. You know, like, just give me a tip to, like, try to obtain one of those. That's what they're hitting on. You know, that's the hot lure. But back then, it's not, you know, you couldn't get Japanese JDM lures as easily as you can now. So he would show me a lure. He knew I couldn't get that lure, right. You know, but he was crushing them on it. And it was super neat to see a local guy that I looked up to that also dominated on the ocean and would just go to lake and dominate there too. He's a very, very talented fisherman.
And it seems, you know, you mentioned that, it seems to be the case with, I mean, you look at Booger, Ryan Boskian.
Oh my God, he's good, yeah.
Matt.
Yep, very, very good.
Runs to San Diego. Vagabond, Mike Lackey.
Yeah. Oh, so good, yep.
John Collins.
Yeah, oh, maybe the GOAT. Yeah, maybe the greatest of all time. Yeah,
right?
As far as big fish, bass fishermen.
I know I'm leaving some out, but...
Yeah, totally. There's a lot more, yeah.
That are stellar saltwater guys,
sure.
That transmit to stellar freshwater guys. Like, it's a passion, really.
It is. Yeah. You know, and bass fishing, certainly for guys that work in the saltwater fishing industry, is like a kind of like a meditation. It's a getaway
yeah.
from the world. It's very peaceful. It's very strategic. It's very it's just different, and it's a way to unwind and relax, and that's why a lot of guys like it.
I think you said it perfectly. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly my trips to El Salto or Picachos, that's exactly it. I unplug, I get away for 4 or 5 days and just relax. I mean, your 100 fish day is going to come. You don't have to worry about it, right?
Sure, but El Salto and Picachos are a little different because as zen and peaceful as bass fishing is here locally in Southern California, they're crowded. It's crowded, super pressured.
Yeah.
It's you know, there's a million joggers. We have these tiny little puddles of lakes, you know. The government closes half of them at any given time. You go down to these special lakes down there in mainland Mexico, namely Sinaloa. It's totally different. You're out there in Nowheresville and just in nature. You're seeing
and having
cool
a good time.
Stuff and just having the best time. It's so special down there.
I know Frank. I know Cassman has a trip down there.
Oh, does he?
Late January, early February. I forget the exact dates, but
yeah.
we'll talk to him about that. And I know Frank Lopresti has organized a few trips with you guys from the office, and you guys go to Senior's Place.
Yeah. Yep.
So much fun, right?
So much fun. Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to go down there with Frank Lopresti twice now, and I'm going with him again next year, and we're putting a couple of groups of guys together for two different trips. And if you have a passion for bass fishing, I don't know that there's a better place,
you say a passion, right? Like the Mike Lackey,
sure.
The Booger, the
yep.
Matt, yourself. I mean, that's an overboard passion, right?
Like myself, kind of. That's an obsession, you know?
Yeah.
There's passion and then there's obsession. Those guys, like myself, are obsessed with it. But if you have even a marginal passion for bass fishing, this is Disneyland. This is the Disneyland of bass fishing. And it's one of the, I say this to customers all the time, that it's one of the rare places that lives up to the hype. You know, you hear a lot of hype about a lot of places, and some of them live up to them, some of them fall just short, and some of them are nowhere near what you hear about. El Salto is one of those ones that it lives up to the hype. You know, you may not be catching limits of 10-pounders. You're certainly not going to. You're not going to catch 5 10-pounders.
But the 6 to 8 9-pounders
is
common. It's commonly there enough that you've got a chance in a cast.
Any cast,
yeah,
you may catch that fish. And any cast, you may catch a 10, 11, 12-pounder, but you're going to have phenomenal fishing.
So are there some spots available? I mean, how would somebody listening go about getting – I know Frank's mentioned, like, call his office, but
yeah.
Can you call the tackle shop maybe?
You certainly could. We're in the early stages of it. The gals at the Royal Polaris office certainly know the dates. They know the price.
They're the ones writing in the names.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. But
the RP office.
The RP office would be the place to call if you were prepared to book something, or if you want to just get a better feel for what the trip is like, what you would need, anything like that.
Come into the shop and talk to you.
Come into the shop. Call me. I work at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. My name is Brandon. I'll talk to you about bass fishing any old day of the week. No
Brandon,
problem.
I have to ask you, talking about the tackle shop.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer, but the listeners should know. How many years have you worked?
You know, I've been there since 2009.
Oh, nine.
So, yeah, the season of 2009. So I'm not good at math.
For how long 14 years?
Been, yeah, well, quite some time.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good amount of time.
Certainly the bulk, you know, I started there in my early mid-20s, and now I'm in my mid-30s. And so it feels like my whole adulthood. I've been in this, you know, slinging hooks in the tackle shop, and I still enjoy it. I still enjoy coming to work every day, especially like nights like last night, a busy Friday night. Every boat is sold out. People are just frothed and ready to go fishing. It's an exciting environment. I'm fortunate to work there.
And talking about that, we just saw the RP was back down unloaded, yeah. But yeah. We sat down to do the radio show, sure. And at the world headquarters here overlooking, we saw the Royal Star backing down and getting ready to unload. Man, they looked like one's processing was going to be a little bit busy.
Yeah, you mentioned how heavy the stern looked. Yeah. It's like, yeah, they must have a lot of weight back there.
A lot to unload. Well, I have to say, Brandon, it is an honor for myself to be in the world headquarters with Brandon Bono. We're going to have a fun show, and as mentioned, it's going to be steered by you, the listener, and you can give us a call. There's two ways to get a hold of us. You can give us a call at 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app, only done through the app. Make sure that you do leave your contact info, your name and your telephone number, because at the end of the show, we're going to flip a coin. We're going to find out who has won the prize. And today, one lucky caller or texter is going to win a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, a super cool trip.
Yeah, what a great boat that is. What a great operation they're running.
Talking about another geek that likes the freshwater.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Taro's a maniac himself. Yeah, maniac.
Yeah, I know it, right? Yeah. Another one. There's a whole list of them. But, again, join us. 213-432-1090 or text us via the app. We're going to be right back. It's Brandon Bono and Corey Sandin. Pete and Rick are out of town. The rails may just come off. You never know, right?
Good riddance.
It's all good. Hey, we're going to be right back. It's Let's Talk Cook About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Summer is here, and gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Stomach Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Stomach Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Stomach Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Stomach Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They have become the largest filler of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Today, more than ever, outside special interest groups want to close access to California sport fishing. Don't let this happen. Join Coastal Conservation Association of California and fight back. CCA California is your voice, your advocate for ocean fishing access. We fight the outside special interests so you, your kids, and their kids can fish for generations to come. Visit ccacalifornia.org and join the fight against more fishing closures.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And as mentioned, Pete at the Katmai Lodge trip.
Yeah.
You know, the Kiyoharas are up there, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Ryan and his wife.
Together?
Together, okay. Yeah. What? Yeah, they're all up there on the same trip. It's a Let's Talk Hookup trip, and Brian decided that he'd get out of town and enjoy it, too.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful place to be. I've never been there, but when I hear about rainbow trout blowing up on mouse pattern surface stuff,
totally,
like, hello, you got me.
Everything I've heard about that trip, it sounds like a bucket list trip, you know. It's a top of the bucket list type thing,
one of those things to do. So with Pete up at Katmai and Rick over at enjoying the tropics, in Hawaii,
a good time
with the family, it's Brandon Bono and myself in studio. We're going to have a great time, and a couple ways to join us. Lines are full, but I'll give you the telephone number, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. I know there's already been a great number of texts coming through,
yeah,
Brandon,
some
right?
Good ones, too. Yeah,
yeah.
Some very good texts come in.
I know, some really good ones. Let's take a text. You want to go that route?
Let's do it.
So this was sent by Corey in Escondido, and he says, I know I'm getting in way early. Which he did. He sent this in a few days before the show, but that's cool. You can do it, right?
Yeah, he's ahead of the curve.
He says, the question's on my mind. Laugh out loud. Hey, Corey and Brandon, how cool you guys get to man the show this weekend. I'm stoked to ask you two this question, as I know it is right in your wheelhouse. I have two vintage bait casters that are in great shape that I want to get out and play around and for chasing bass in the bays in the inshore. One is an Abu Garcia 5500 C3. I think that one's very old, right?
That's classic, yeah.
Yeah, that's a classic. And the other is a Shimano Calcutta 400S. How would you set them up in terms of line, leader, et cetera? Thank you, Corey. And appreciate you sending that, Corey.
Yeah, that's he was way ahead of the curve, but it's a very good question.
5500C, I think I would keep that on the desk
When you're asking somebody who's employed in a tackle store that question, my first suggestion is always going to be, come on in and buy a new Shimano something. You know, let me sell you Tranks. Yeah, that's really what it boils down to. I'm going to probably show you 15 reels, but at the end of the day, the Tranks is what you should buy probably.
I think the Calcutta 400?
It's a more modern reel for sure, yeah.
It's definitely a 7?
It was a 400.
400.
More modern reel.
Totally legit. Gold reel.
Still very viable, still very usable, but technology, like in anything, has advanced in 20 years, you know, and technology in fishing tackle certainly has advanced
that
in 20 years.
That is 20 years, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
It is. But I think the drag and the gearing are the two things that have surpassed, like the high efficiency gearing in the Tranks and that style, like it is unbeatable, the drag.
I would also argue, though, the free spool on any of Shimano's current reels or many other brands, but certainly Shimano's reels, even down to their least expensive reels, an SLX, which is a $100 reel, they free spool so incredibly well. And even compared to an older Calcutta like that, it will outcast that by a significant margin, and it's a much lesser expensive, much more affordable reel. You know, I think he's better off buying new tackle, but if he's using that gear for nostalgia's
the 400s, or
either, you know, you could use both. I don't see anything wrong with using a piece of tackle, certainly for nostalgia's sake. And if you were going to do that, maybe 12-pound mono. I would only suggest that mono side because I don't think the reels warrant putting expensive braided line on them. The cost of the braid will outweigh the value of the overall reel.
That's true, right?
So you're probably better off putting 12-pound mono and fishing an MC swim bait on a nice little lead head.
Fish in the bay. That sounds like a cool thing to me. Yeah. And appreciate the text, Corey, and a great way to do it. Lines are full, Brandon. Let's take a call.
How about Mike in Torrance?
Hey, Mike. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us.
Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Mike. Brandon. Hope you guys are doing well. You sound good.
Hey, thank you very much.
I've wanted to go fishing since I was a little kid, and I spent a lot of time on the sport boats, and now with since COVID, we've had to book a year in advance. So we've got all these trips booked this year, and we're starting to book for next year. It's nice to step back, though, and just go onto the beach and fish. It's reasonable. I mean, it doesn't cost you a whole lot. I just want to encourage people to go out there and pick a Saturday or pick a Sunday or pick a Tuesday and go walk the beach and catch some of the sand crabs and catch some corbina. It's really good for me, and I think it might be good for other people that think about it but don't necessarily do it. Throw a lucky
craft. Mike, I think you're preaching to the choir.
Spend a couple hours and really start your weekend off well. And that's my comment. Hope you guys have a great day.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mike.
You're talking to two guys that absolutely love surf fishing. I've done it since I was a little boy. My dad used to take me down to the beach, and he'd have me dig sand crabs, and we'd catch perch and corbina. And I still to this day, every once in a while, if you want a soulful break from the world, go stare at the breaking waves and cast into them and catch yourself some surf perch, some corbina. And now with the more modern techniques and lures, guys like yourself are doing way cooler stuff than I'm traditionally used to. I'm used to taking a trout rod down there and 4-pound test and fishing a little hook with a sand crab and catching my little surf perch. But you're doing it totally different.
Brandon, that's the way Bill Varney does it.
Uh-huh.
It would kill me. It would kill me. The stuff I'm doing is imitating a grunion.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
There could be a legal white sea bass.
Yeah.
It could be a nice halibut.
Sure.
You never know. And that's like I don't go necessarily fishing for a bite, but kind of at the end of the story, it kind of is, because I don't care if I really catch one. It's just like you described. It's the peacefulness and being there. It's easy for me to do. If I have 3 hours in the middle of the day or the afternoon or before work, I will go drive 20 minutes.
Mm.
To fish, to walk, 5 minutes to the water, to fish for an hour and a half, and then come back home and get back to work.
Totally.
I don't have to load up the boat and wash it down, and, it's just an easy way to do it.
And if you time the tide right, maybe that's all you need. Maybe that was the best window anyway. The way you're doing it, you're targeting game fish, and the way I'm doing it, I'm targeting the things that game fish eat. But both of them are so much fun. To go have 100 fish day catching surf perch on your trout rod and every once in a while hooking a corbina that just rips a bunch of line off and you almost can't stop it, and then on occasionally catching a little halibut or a bat ray or something that pulls a bunch of string, that's a good time too. But yeah, the way you're doing it is special. I haven't attempted like big fish fishing in the surf like you have been so successful at, but it sounds like a good time.
It's a fun way to do it for sure. Well, lines are full, and if you want to join us, Mike from Torrance, thank you for the call. That does open one line at 213-432-1090. We're giving away that full day trip on the Liberty. A super cool trip out of Fisherman's Landing, right?
What a great boat. What a great operation. Fishing platform.
We're so fortunate in San Diego. I mean, up and down the coast, right? I mean, if you fish out of Santa Barbara, they have really cool full day or three quarter day that catch awesome, nice rockfish, sometimes some nice white sea bass and halibut.
Yeah.
But we're so fortunate here in San Diego. And like Dana Wharf at Dana Point, great fishing and reaching Dorado and tuna grounds pretty easy, but we're so lucky here.
Yeah,
we really are.
Peak season like this, it almost feels like we're spoiled more than fortunate.
I know.
We have a lot of options. Like right now, if I were to take my little 17-foot Boston Whaler out, there are so many options to go do. There's so many things, from yellowtail, yellowfin, or halibut, or fish the bay. I just fished the bay the other day, and it was incredibly good. Or go to the Coronado Islands, and they have been firing lately. Or go offshore, go to the Nine Mile Bank, and you might catch a tuna of any species.
Pretty darn fun, Brandon. Well, let's take another call, Brandon.
All right. How about John in Dallas, Texas? I'm so curious what's happening in Dallas.
Right. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Corey and Brandon. There's not much to do here in Dallas, Texas. So I'm hoping to win your fishing trip so I have a reason to come to California.
Right? I know. It'd be something for sure. What's on your mind this morning?
My question is, you you guys think that we're going to get into those Wahoo again like we did a few years ago?
Oh, well, very, very good question, John. You know, with the quote-unquote, you know, NOAA predicting or already happening El Nino, right?
Yeah. I wish I had the answer to that. I certainly get that question pretty much every day in the tackle store. I don't believe, my personal opinion, also I don't know, you know, like I have nothing to base this off of, but I don't believe we will see Wahoo again, at least this year, you know, like the years in which we saw them, 2015, 2016, I was fortunate enough to catch a ton of local Wahoo, and though those two particular years were just felt different from, you know, I'm fishing from January to December, and you could tell this was a different Pacific Ocean, North Pacific Ocean that we were used to. It was everything was
it was lined up differently.
Totally different.
The water was 80 degrees.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. You know, yeah. And everything from the blue marlin to the wide open tuna fishing to the insane yellowtail fishing to the insane coastal fishing. I caught Dorado in Imperial Beach on the pipe. You know, I caught a bluefin in maybe 60 foot of water while halibut drifting. I saw Dorado in the kelp line in La Jolla. You know, it was just totally different.
It sounds like a trip to Cedros Island.
Yeah.
Cedros sport fishing, really.
Yeah, it was like somebody moved Cedros up here. Yeah. So this year is definitely doesn't look anything like those 2 years. So with that in mind, I don't believe we're going to see Wahoo this year. But also at the end of the day, I don't know anything. I don't, you know, like that's my opinion, and the next guy's opinion could be totally different, and he may be right. You know, it's hard to say, but I don't believe so. And to go in on the fact that you're calling in from Texas, from Dallas, Texas, nonetheless, I used to live in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I lived there for a few years, and yeah. I would have incredible fishing, just pond hopping, just going from pond to pond, farm ponds.
A lot of water.
All bank fishing for the most part, and there's a ton of water, but boy, do you pay the price come summertime. You get your...
Sweltering.
You get cooked, yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, well...
right? I know it's the way it goes.
If you're brave enough, there's certainly good fishing to be had.
Pretty crazy. Well, hey, check this out. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. It's Brandon Bono and Corey doing a freelance show. And again, you want to join us, 213. There's one open line right now, 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the app. We're going to be taking those calls and texts when we return on Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
All right, time to talk about Shimano, and nobody makes it better. And Brandon, on your last trip, it was all about the Talica.
Yeah, we had all those big fish, or at least all those opportunities on big fish on the Shimano Talica 52 speed. And I truly believe that it is the single best large 50 caliber, if you would say categorize it, fishing reel you could buy. It's the single. It's a winch. It's an absolute piece of engineering mastery. It's
like out of the box, ready to go.
It free spools like a 20 pound reel, and it's got gears inside of it that you literally could spin fish at times in a circle to the boat. It's an incredible piece of machinery, and I can't say enough good things about the Shimano Talica 50 and the whole Talica series of reels. You know, they're just now introducing the new Talica A, and it is even better. It seems
that is
like
crazy.
It's even nicer. But I haven't had a chance to fish with one yet. I've only got to play with them. But they're the best reels in the game, I think.
There it is. So step into the shop or check Shimano.com for more information.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and Brandon Bono and myself, Corey, having such a great time in studio in the world headquarters overlooking the San Diego Sport Fishing Landings down here, and it's so busy, so many boats coming in and unloading, and just a nice sight to see, right?
What a gorgeous setup this is, too.
To watch
the fishing world turn. It's a pretty cool deal Pete's got up here.
Right, and you're usually at Fisherman's Landing in the afternoon.
I'm down in the trenches down there, what he's looking down on, and it is full speed right now as far as business, as far as fishing. Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy right now.
That's super good times. And hey, we've got the cast man on hold. Good morning, cast man. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, good morning, Corey. Ricky and Pedro gone.
You know, it's so Pete is at the Katmai, Let's Talk Hookup Katmai Lodge trip. And Rick is with the family, Dallas, and little guy over in Hawaii, enjoying the tropics.
Oh, very cool. Well, they got a good man. They got a good man in charge.
Well, I appreciate that, but it's all good.
They're fortunate to rely on the legend Corey Sandin to have in their back pocket.
Hey, to have Brandon Bono in studio, cast man, it's the only way to roll.
Yes, it is. Anyway, hey, nothing changed since last week. I mean, it's another slow fishing week, which is really unusual this time of year down in the Baja. You know, Loretto, they're still plunking away at the Dorado, but not the numbers that they normally get this time of year. And so they're, and then they've got some Cabrilla that's been biting, but not as aggressive as it's kind of getting out of that Cabrilla time. But the roosters are starting to move in. Some 20-25 pound roosters have been caught there, and I think you'll probably see a few more little bigger size coming in as we get in the next week or two. But it's really unusual for the Dorado bite to slow down, but they are getting some nice fish. Same thing going down to the Southern Baja, East Cape, La Paz, San Jose del Cabo, and Cabo. Dorado bite is pretty good. We just had Dan Merkart come back from Palmas, and he did very, very well on the Dorado down there. No tuna. I don't know what happened to the tuna, and even guys going out 40-50 miles, just not finding any schools of tuna. So it's kind of unusual. I'm hoping things change, but they're talking El Nino this year, so things could be slowing down quite a bit down there in that southern waters. But striped marlin are still around. They're picking up a few blues now and a few sails. So looks like that, they love that warmer water. So I think as we get into the late summer and into the fall, you'll see a lot more of the blues and the sails in that area. So it could be a real good billfish time there. But let's see what happens. It's really, like I say, who knows? Maybe it'll turn on next week.
Could maybe be a moon thing or whatever. But yeah, to have 10 days or whatever slower fishing down there, like you said, it's uncommon. I mean, it could do nothing but get better, right?
Well, that's true. And fishing's fishing. It can't be good all the time, even though we would like it to be.
Right. Exactly. Cassman, we were talking about the El Salto trip to Seniors Lodge in late January, early February. What are the exact dates again?
January 26th to 30.
Okay, 26th to 30. I'm writing it down. And if anybody wants to join us on that trip?
Yeah, you know, this is probably one of the world's best largemouth bass fishing lakes in the world. I mean, they're just the quantity and the quality is just amazing for that lake. And anybody wants to join us and go down and catch some of those big largemouth, and give us a call at 800-593-6510 or check us out on the web at www.caststewards.com. And Corey, you're doing a good job. Keep it up, and I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Well, appreciate that, and look forward to talking to you next week. And I know the fishing will get better. We'll have a great report. I mean, you always give a good report, and if the fishing's slow, you're not afraid to admit it, right?
Oh, yeah, he's honest.
We like honesty, Castman. Thank you.
All right, man. Take care.
Okay. We'll talk to you later on. Let's jump into the lines. Let's take a call. They are full, Brennan.
How about Sam in Irvine?
Good morning, Sam. Appreciate you joining us.
Good morning. Thank you. Great show. Hey, I have a question about the trance reels. Like the 500 PG and the 500 HG, you know, the gear ratios are different. I have the 500 HG, but I was wondering, would the PG be better for throwing like snipers into bluefin, boils and things like that for the lower gear ratio, or is it not fast enough? What would be your suggestion there?
This is a great question because I get this in the tackle shop all the time, and unfortunately guys do end up purchasing from other places, but probably not affiliated with the Southern California sport fishing outfits. They end up purchasing the power gear. Well, I can't say enough good things about the Shimano Trunks, and all the way down the line, from a 150 to a 500, 150, 200, 300, 400, 500, they're all incredible fishing reels.
So is the PG a lower gear ratio?
So the power gear is a lower, PG stands for power gear, and it is a lower gear ratio. And for our style of fishing here in Southern California, I don't see many applications. There are not many applications for the power gear.
What do you think the difference is? The power gear, low gear, is like a 4.7 or a 6.0?
It's in the fours. It's very slow, but it's very powerful. I have yo-yo jig fished with the power gear, and when you become attached to a fish, you have
in
a wench.
Control.
You have a wench in your hands. You're putting the hurt on them. But I will say, for the vast majority of the uses of a Trunks 500, traditionally guys use them to cast lures and.
Want the high gearing to do that, is
you
what
do.
You're saying.
You need to pick up line quickly.
I'm thinking that the high gearing is probably a 7-to-1. So somewhere in that range.
Yeah,
most of them are.
I think it's 6-to-1. It's in the sixes.
Okay, I got you. High sixes.
Yeah.
Well, I could tell you this, and I know from the 200s, the 300s, and the 400s, I fish religiously. I mean, I literally step into a shop to purchase them. They weren't put in my hand to promote them. So everything I'm telling you is from a purchase. Yeah. And the thing about the Trunks is they are the high gearing. Like everything I have is high gear.
Sure.
I want to be able to burn the lure. I want to be able to draw a reaction bite. But yet the gearing is so high efficient that you can pull and crank. You can straight wind a big fish in. There is no issue with that.
Yeah, and again, all the way down the line in the Trunks series. Last year, I was fortunate enough to catch several fish over 80 pounds on a Trunks 300. Now, this is ill-advised. I would never suggest this to a customer to go do that, but I have a tiny little boat, and I was able to get into the offshore scene with my 17-foot whaler last year and pull into these foamers of big bluefin. And at the time, I could only get them to eat these tiny little lures that I could only present with a small reel and really a bass rod that I was using. It's a very ill-equipped equipment. And I was fortunate enough to land several big tuna on a Trunks 300, with light spectra, with 30-pound Power Pro. I was fortunate to get those. I got spooled as many times as I landed one. You know, I probably had a true 50% spooled to land ratio. You know, it was but it's capable. It's a capable reel, and those were all in high gears, and those high gear reels still have plenty of torque to land a big. I watched Rock Hard Rick Maxa catch a 200 pound bluefin on a Tranks 500.
Isn't that
high
crazy?
Gear. You know, it's pretty wild. Yeah.
Now were you using that reel because of castability or just out of the sheer fun of wanting to get it done?
No, you know, it had less to do with the fun aspect, because I certainly wanted to catch them. The trip in particular that I'm thinking of was I was taking my girlfriend, Rebecca, shout out, for the first time offshore, and I wanted to catch her a tuna. But the only way I could present these tiny little, essentially freshwater poppers to these bluefin was with a small bass reel, and I had enough free spool was with a Tranks 300, and that's how I was able to present them. But the Tranks 400, I've caught a ton of fish over 100 pounds on. You know, again,
that's crazy.
Wrong reel for that. You should not be doing that. But sometimes you need to present something very small to mimic the bait fish. You
and
know?
The only way to do it is with that smaller
with
reel.
Small reel.
Now, let's say this. We have to say this because it's not a sport boat style technique.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Not.
Yes.
It is absolutely
yes.
not. It
yes.
is a private boat, chase them down kind of scenario where you can hook a fish and then with you and your buddy on the boat be able to track and get on top of the fish, where on a sport boat, you would be bit and spooled in the same second.
Yeah, you hit that nail on the head.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Tranks 500 for our sport boat fishing is the reel to have for that application. But if you do own a power gear or you are going to purchase a power gear, it does have its time and place. If you're going to drop or loop fish or fish a yo-yo jig, it's an incredible reel. When you become attached to a reel, it has so much power. It's a great reel for what it's intended for. But for fishing surface-style lures here in San Diego, high gear is the way to go.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for the call, Sam. I know we went on and on about it, but it was a great conversation,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And so I have another text here. Actually, comes from Danny Afistope. He said he predicts no wahoo.
Oh, wow.
That's
all
what
right.
he says. Okay. Got to kind of go with it,
that's
right?
That's two for no wahoo today.
Right, exactly. So, but I do have another text. And he says, comes from Matt. And Matt says, morning, guys. Great show. Question for Brandon. Of all your fishing mentors, what's the best fishing advice you've received?
Goodness gracious.
Thank you, Matt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you're really going to make me rack my brain right now.
Right?
I suppose, I suppose it would potentially came from either Buzz Brizendine or Joe Machado, formerly of Everyman.
Oh, yeah.
And they taught me a lot about bait selection and getting the right bait out of a hand well. And what to look for, how to grab it, how to pin it on your hook, all those basic techniques of picking a bait out of a handwell on a sport boat make all the difference. I would argue it's the single most important thing when you are sport fishing out of one of these open party sport boats out of San Diego. Your bait selection is paramount. You need to take time to pick the right bait, pin it on right, not damage it, not scale it, not squeeze it.
You don't want to squeeze the love out of it. That's equally as important. Everything you're describing, how to choose, and Joe Machado, I mean, who would know it better, right?
Yeah, yeah.
30-plus years running and working on the EBCO, and I learned to pull net from him and some of the other
right?
Portuguese guys.
Wow.
Yeah, when I won't go on about myself by any means, but I will tell you that Joe was one of the coolest guys that I ever met.
Yeah,
like you said, I learned how to pull net. The first couple of years, we pulled net by hand and loaded those boats.
My God.
But with a little Lampara net. Yeah.
Wow.
So
wow.
crazy. But so Joe was one of the coolest guys. So to learn from him, like I did too, and from Buzz, I mean, nobody better to learn from, right?
Yeah, Buzz taught me so much over the years. You know, I was fortunate enough to fish a ton on the Prowler when I first started working at Fisherman's Landing, and Buzz is such a wealth of knowledge in his long storied career in our industry, and he was so freewheeling with sharing the information and teaching it to the next generation, people like myself, you know, and I was just really fortunate enough to spend time fishing with him and be allowed to go on his boat. And he taught me a lot of tricks that I still use to this day. You know, some of the tricks, you know, stay in vogue over the years and they're still
and they work over the decades.
Yes. And then some don't, you know, so You know, you never know.
But learning those ones that are in vogue or may only work for that season,
sure,
or for a couple of years help lead to the next innovation, right?
Yeah,
so it's kind of learning them all is really a good thing.
Yeah, it's never going to hurt you to learn more.
Right, and you being in the middle of it is all a good thing.
Yeah.
Two good mentors.
Yeah,
yeah.
No,
hey,
doubt.
Matt,
no.
Thank you for the text. Let's jump into the calls, Brandon.
How about Dan from Montebello?
Hey. Good morning, Dan. Doug.
Oh, I'm sorry,
yeah,
Doug.
Good morning, Doug. Right? Hey,
yeah,
come on, man. That's the one and only Doug from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Let's see. A question for the surf fishing. Why do you only use one color instead of two colors for the perch or whatever out there?
Oh? You mean for, like, grub fishing?
Yeah.
Who's using just one color?
It seems like most of the grubs you can purchase are either like a motor oil or a red flake, or you know, they're kind of single colored.
Yeah,
and I think it's because of the injection process, probably.
Okay.
You know,
I'm more of a fan of like pink or orange, try to mimic the color of the roe sack of a sand crab.
Yeah,
yeah. If I'm going to use a little grub like that, but yeah, you're trying to mimic something very specific, and so there's very limited colors that mimic those things that they're eating in the surf. So therefore, it makes sense that you have a small selection at the tackle store, I suppose.
Let's take another call.
How about Rich and Bradley?
Good morning, Rich. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, thanks. I've got a question for Brandon, but first I can kind of answer the reason for a couple of colors on your grubs. And I kind of learned from using the color selector years ago that it didn't take very much depth change for the needle on the color selector to pick a completely different color. So what I figured was that as your bait kind of descends through the water column, one of those two different colors on your bait is going to show up better to the fish. So as it gets a little deeper or a little more shallow, if you've got two different colors, well, one of them might work for you, and then as it gets a little deeper, the other one might work for you. So that made it kind of an impression on me, and I've kind of used it to my advantage in freshwater as a bass fisherman. So
well, there it is.
Moving
I mean,
on
it
to
works,
my question.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if it works, how do you argue, right? I mean, it's your confidence, and you run with it. Yeah, and I'm sorry I stepped on you. Your question?
Yeah, okay. My question is, sometimes out on a sport boat, stuff happens, and you need to splice some line together. What do you think about using the FG knot for joining two pieces of spectra?
Oh, great question. I mean, things do happen, and what would you do, Brandon?
Yeah, I suppose, like I tell customers in the shop all the time, any knot that you know how to tie well, tie that one. You know, all knots are designed to work. As long as you can confidently tie one well, stick with it and tie that knot. Now, do I love that for spectra-to-spectra connection? No, definitely not. It would take too long. B, it would create a lot of friction. But it would work, you know, in a pinch, like you're talking about, it would absolutely work. I know guys on the deckhands on the sport boats, they splice together spectra in a hurry, any way they see fit, you know, any way just to get somebody back in the game. And there have been countless fish over 200 pounds landed on very questionable splices. It's whatever you know how to tie that. And just get yourself through the issue at hand, you know,
and as long
and get
as
that fish in the boat.
As long as you can get that knot on the reel, and hopefully it's not going to come back off, right?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
mean, the whole technique is just to hopefully keep them coming in and
yeah,
get that knot on the reel.
When you're big fish fishing, almost always that splice is going to see the water again, and you're going to stress about it. So tie the best knot you know how to tie, and hopefully it works.
And an FG would fit in that category of working.
FG is an incredible knot. It's a time-consuming knot for sure, but it's a great, great effective knot. You know?
Ah, it's a great one for sure, Rich. We appreciate you calling in, and we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. That does open a line, 213-432-1090. That's your chance. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty. Or you can text us via the app. Only done through the app. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number, because when we flip the coin, if it goes to a texter, we need to know who to get a hold of for that full-day trip on the Liberty. You're listening to Brandon Bono and Corey Sandin, and we're on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag 2-speed reels. Shimano's Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.